from a bear. And I decided you needed to have a tape with some stories on. I've sent you a book, and it's about a king and about a lion. And the name of it is The King's Choice. It's got a picture of a lion on the front and a camel. And I want you to take that book, and I want you to go sit down. But first, run, go get a blanket to sit on. Hurry, fast. I'll count while you go get a blanket. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Are you there? Are you ready? Have you got the book? Okay. Open the book up to the very first page, the one with the lion on it. And I'll read you the story, and when I want you to turn the page, I'll ring the bell. Okay? Are you ready? There was once a lion who was king of the forest. He was big and strong. He was both handsome and fierce. All the other animals in the forest called him king and brought him gifts from every corner of the land. But the more the lion had, the more he wanted. A king must have a court, he said to himself one day. The lion called to the fox at his side. You are known to be a wise and clever creature, fox. This said the lion, I want you to be my advisor. Thank you, your majesty, said the fox, bowing low. The lion next called the leopard to his side. You are known to be watchful and swift of foot, leopard. I want you to be my bodyguard, said the lion. Thank you, your majesty, said the leopard, bowing low. The lion then called a vulture to his side. You are a bird, vulture, and can fly high. The lion said, you will be my messenger. Thank you, your majesty, said the vulture, bowing low. The fox, the vulture, and the leopard took an oath of loyalty to the king. The king promised to meet them as friends and to give them food and protection. For some time, all went well in the lion's king court. The three couriers never opposed the king. His wishes were law. Whenever he roared, they came running. Whenever he took a walk, they meekly followed behind him. When the lion king went hunting, they found the animals for him to kill. And after he had had his meal, he left the remains for them. So they always had enough to eat. One day the vulture came back from a flight. Your Majesty, have you ever tasted camel? He asked. I ate a camel in the desert once, and it's very nice. The lion had never seen a camel, but he liked the idea of trying camel meat. But where can we get a camel? He asked. There is a desert some miles away, said the vulture. I've just been flying over it, and I saw a lone camel. It looked big and fat. And the lion looked at his other advisors for their opinion. Now the fox and the leopard had never seen a camel either, but they did not want the vulture to seem wiser than they. So they said it was a good idea if the vulture would fly ahead and show them the way. So the vulture's idea was approved, and the next morning the lion and his court started off on a camel hunt. They reached the edge of the desert easily, but after they'd left the shelter of the forest, the day became very hot. The sun shone down with fire-hot rays. The vulture flew high up in the cooler air. Hurry along, he called. The camel is not far off. But the lion could not hurry any more. The hot sand had burned his paws. Stop! He shouted to the others. I can walk no farther. let's go back to the forest. I do not care to try camel meat." The lion's king's advisors were frightened. The forest was far behind them. They did not know how to get the lion back home. The leopard wanted to run away. The vulture wanted to watch and wait and eat the lion later on. But the clever fox thought of a plan. Off into the desert he ran, saying, "I will soon bring help." After running for some time, the fox found the camel. The camel was indeed surprised to see a fox there in the desert. "Hurry up, friend camel," said the fox. "Our king wants you at once." "Your king?" said the camel. "Who is he?" "I do not know any king. I only know my master, for whom I carry goods across the desert." "Our king, the lion, has killed your master," said the fox. "Now you are free, and the lion has invited you to live at his court. Come along." So the camel followed the fox, and when the fox and the camel reached the lion's camp, the vulture and the leopard were surprised. The lion looked pleased in spite of his burned paws. The camel was presented to the king and agreed to serve the lion in return for home at his court. "Get on the camel's back, your majesty," said the fox. "We will return home." The lion at once jumped on to the camel's back. His couriers and the fox and the leopard jumped up behind him, and with the vulture flying ahead as a guide, they set off on a long journey back to the forest. When the travelers again reached the king's domain, they were all very tired and hungry after a long day. The fox and the leopard and the vulture looked at the camel. Then they looked at one another and smiled hungry smiles. They brought the camel for the king's dinner. Now it was time for the feast. The Lion King knew what his courtiers were thinking. He called the camel to him. "Friend camel," he said, "I have to thank you for saving my life. You are welcome to live at my court as long as you wish. I promise you my protection." This did not please the courtiers a bit. Not risk their lives so they could try camel meat. And now the king wanted to let the camel live, but they could do nothing. After all, the king was the king, so they waited. Now the lion's paws were badly burned that he did not feel like going hunting, but that did not keep him from being very hungry indeed. "Fox, leopard, vulture," he shouted, "don't you see that I'm hungry? Go and get me some food." The couriers had to obey the king, so out they went, but they did not go far. In a safe place, they sat down and discussed what they could do. "I know," said the fox after a while, "we shall make the camel ask to be eaten." And he told the others of his plan. They all agreed that it was good, and they went back to the king. First, the vulture stepped forward, bowing low. "Your majesty," he said, "we have found no food, but we cannot let your majesty suffer. I am a poor creature. Eat me." The fox pushed the vulture aside. "I have more meat on me," he said. "Eat me, your majesty." Now the leopard rushed forward. "I am not much good," he said, "but I could make a meal for a king." The camel listened to all these offers and thought, "He must do as much." "Your majesty," he said, "I too am willing to give away my life to save the life of the king. These old friends are more useful to you than I am. Eat me instead." At these words, the fox and the leopard and the vulture prepared to jump at the camel. This is what they were waiting for. But the lion stopped them. "You are all good and loyal subjects," he said. "My heart is touched by your offers, and I accept them all. I shall eat you in the order in which you offered yourselves." The vulture and the fox and the leopard were shocked. This did not suit them at all. Away flew the vulture, and away ran the fox and the leopard, and they were never seen in that part of the forest again. The lion laughed to see them go. Then he turned to the camel and said, "You have been truly loyal and good. You shall be my friend as long as we both shall live. Now let us go through the forest and see if we can find a meal for ourselves." The camel was happy and grateful, and the lion thought to himself, "To be a king is good, but to be kind is better." Now, wasn't that a good story? Okay, close your book.